Happy New Year, folks. 2026 promises to be another excellent year for South Africa's agricultural sector. Because remember, 2025 was broadly a recovery period. We came back from 2024, which was a year characterized by the midsummer drought that led to a poor agricultural performance, particularly in the field crops, grains and oilseeds, and to a certain extent, even on a sugarcane production. But you fast forward to 2025, we were able to receive favorable rainfall. In fact, we were in a weak La Nina phase throughout the production period of the 2025 season. Of course, this is a season that started at the end of 2024 to 2025, which is why we generally categorize it as 2024-25 production season. It was excellent for most of the subsectors in agriculture, primarily the grains and the oilseeds, because we received favorable rainfall. But the season did not start in a way that displayed that it would actually be a good season. The rains were late to an extent that the season was late by a month and a half. And at the start of it, some people were worried as to whether farmers will be able to plant the area that they had indicated that they intend to plant, and whether then that area, even if they've planted, will be able to provide us the sufficient yields that all of us are hoping to get in South African agriculture. And of course, thanks to the effort of the farmers and the fact that they were geared, ready to make sure that they plant, they managed to till the area they intended to till. And as a result, we were able to have an excellent grains and all seeds harvest. To an extent that if you think about South Africa's maize crop in 2024-25 season, it was the second largest on record at about 16.4 million tons. In terms of soybean, it was a record harvest at about 2.8 million tons. So we were in that recovery and an excellent period. That's what characterized at least the 2024-25 when we think about the field crops. And it wasn't just only those that I've cited. I mean, if you think about the sunflower seeds, the sorghum, the dry beans, we saw a broad double-digit recovery across all of those crops. There was a base effect story, but also even if you're looking at the figures and thinking about the long term, the production levels were well above the long-term averages, which indicated then this fact that we are in a good agricultural season. So that's what really formed the field crops when we are thinking about this. But it was in limited to the field crops, because if you talk to people that are in the horticulture industry, fruits, vegetables, and even the wine producers, the figures were as excellent. We were able to have a good fruit harvest all across either citrus, table grape, and any of the crops. The farmers were able to enjoy a reasonably better harvest on that. And I think that these better harvest on field crops combined with what we saw on the horticulture industry is what made South Africa to be a solid exporter of agricultural products for much of 2025. With the data that we have for the first three quarters of 2025, we know that the South African agricultural exports were already at around $11.7 billion. That was up 10% from what they had exported on the same period a year before that. And this was not just a benefit of higher prices. It was both favorable prices as well as the large volume. And I will give it to Transnet, at least in the first three quarters of the year, that the efficiencies at the ports was there. And all of the hard work and the investment that was put in place was able to assist in ensuring that, in addition to just having a good crop and a global demand, but the logistic side were also solid and able to assist the folks so that they may export. And that's what exactly happened. And of course, I'm specifically talking about the first three quarters because we don't have the data yet for the full year to give us a sense of the last quarter. But my sense is that looking at the monthly activity, we could be in a situation where South Africa's agricultural exports for the first time crossed the $14 billion mark in 2025. I think that we will be able to do that because remember the year before we were at $13.7 billion. That's the 2024 overall agricultural exports of South Africa. And now, given the better prices, large volumes, efficiencies at the ports, my sense is that we probably have crossed that figure. But I'm also hesitant about the last quarter, especially the last month, I would say December, because we already heard that folks that are exporting out of Cape Town were experiencing a bit of challenges. There were weather issues, but also some inefficiencies in the port of Cape Town. And of course, this is disappointing because for the first three quarters, we had enjoyed superb performance at the ports in South Africa. But of course, we will get full year data to get a sense of where things are looking there. But overall, the point doesn't change. I think we are likely have crossed the $14 billion mark in South African agricultural exports in 2025. So that's the 2025. So I would say it was a recovery year, but of course mixed in terms of the subsectors. And I've been quiet about one subsector, which is the one that forms almost half of our agricultural fortunes. That's the livestock industry. Because in the livestock industry, while I'm talking about all of this optimism in field crops, optimism in horticultural industry, the livestock industry has been under immense pressure. At the start of the year, it was the higher feed costs, something that we were all watching and worried about. But of course, as the farmers harvest the new season crop, it became clear that we did have sufficient supplies. And that, of course, made sure that it led to lower feed prices. But the other thing that persisted was the fact that we have animal diseases, the foot and mouth disease, particularly for the cattle farmers. And this foot and mouth disease has been a major challenge throughout the year, to an extent that at the end of the year, the Department of Agriculture came out and said, look, we will now be vaccinating all of South Africa's livestock. That's about 12.1 million head of cattle that the folks said we need to be vaccinating. The process of that hasn't started, and I think there are about two things that we are all thinking about the most. One is sourcing the vaccines and making sure that we have. Because remember, in South Africa, we don't have the capability to actually produce all of these vaccines. We used to at the ARC and OBP. Those are state-owned entities, but they've experienced their own difficulties. And at the moment, they can't produce those vaccines. We are importing vaccines from Botswana, but I hear that there are some that are in Turkey and have a better strength. The key thing then now is about we need to open up those imports from Turkey and get that vaccine into South Africa. Of course, it has to go through a rigorous process of assessing if this vaccine is indeed complying with all of the standards and all of the things that need to comply with in South Africa. And remember, we are dealing with the biological products in here. So there's all of that regulatory work. But it needs to be faster, given that the farmers are struggling and they are losing livestock day in, day out. And this is an immense challenge for the sector. And of course, the other thing will be the logistics of carrying this out. Those logistics will be difficult because if you are thinking about vaccinating 12.1 million cattle, there's a 7.2 million cattle that are in the commercial hands, but there's a remainder of that are actually sitting on the informal and subsistence farmers and former homelands. And making sure then that we reach all of that livestock is something that will be a difficulty. But for 2025, the livestock industry was immensely under pressure, and it remains under pressure at this moment. And the only thing that will really help us is our rate of success on the vaccination against the foot and mouth disease. And that's the key thing. But if you then assume that we succeed with the vaccination of the against the foot and mouth disease, you may ask then that what will the 2025-26 production season look like, which is the one that we are in now. The key thing about the season that we are in now is that we started off with excellent rains, and it's still raining. We are in a La Nina weather phenomenon, just like the previous season. And this then means that there's a higher chance of us receiving above normal rainfall for a period, and that will support the agricultural activity on the ground. The farmers had signaled their optimism at the start of the season. They said they would plant 4.5 million hectares for field crops, particularly summer grains and oilseeds, up 1% from the previous year. From driving around the country, I see that many of them, they've already planted closer to that area. And of course, at the end of February, we will have the Crop Estimate Committee coming out and telling us whether we have been able to meet that area or we are even more than that. My sense is that we'll be able to meet that area. Farmers are busy tilling the land. In fact, right now, very few are still tilling. They are at the tail end of that. Majority of them have already planted. Yes, it was wet excessively in some of the areas, but the folks were able to work the land. So overall, we are positive that 2026 will be a continuation of that nice production activity of 2025. The key area that we will be zooming our focus on is, of course, the livestock industry, and hoping that we can be able to vaccinate with speed all of the cattle that need to be vaccinated. And if we succeed on that, then 2026 agricultural activity will even be much more robust than what we saw.